Harvest season is just around the corner for Hawaii's coffee farmers, but the COVID-19 pandemic has wiped out much of the market to sell what local coffee growers are producing. The plight has been particularly hard for coffee farmers who have spent the last 15 years making a name for themselves in the local coffee growing industry. HVR's Ku'uwe Hiraishi joins us this morning to talk about the plight of some of our farmers. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. Yes, our coffee farmers over in Ko'u, so it's that time of year where if you're driving along the highway, you'll see these coffee trees turning from green to red with the berries ready, ripe for the picking. The coffee farmers that we did speak to have said, you know, last year was so good. They've still got some of that coffee, most of that coffee left. They haven't been able to move it up. And it's, you know, we're talking about a little over 50 probably small coffee farm operations there in the district, and a relatively new one. I know you're probably familiar with the growth of Ko'u Coffee as its
yes.
own brand, right? Distinct from Kona Coffee and other coffees across the state, of particularly for Ko'u. You know, this really started when Sugar closed up shop. In Ko'u, and farmers in Agland was there waiting for what's the next crop. Coffee became something that folks really held on to.
And they won top awards.
They really have been. So 1996 is when C. Brewer had closed up shop with its sugar operations in Ko'u. And then maybe the next 10 years was spent trying to get to those cupping competitions and make a name for themselves. And they have. By 2006, it was a recognizable brand for a lot of coffee connoisseurs. But this year has been particularly hard with COVID. Lou Danielli, who runs the Ko'u Coffee Mill, says things had been going well for the industry until COVID-19.
We had a very good year last year. I bought, you know, about a $1.2 million worth of coffee cherry from these folks down here. So usually I'm selling vast amounts of coffee into Starbucks, into Japan, South Korea. You know, when everything's normal, you know, I have no problem moving this stuff. But at the end of the day, I am stuck with all that coffee that I have not been able to move. So my warehouses are completely full. I'm sitting on about 90,000 pounds of green bean that I just cannot move.
Right. So coffee is one of Hawaii's top agricultural products, along things like macadamia nuts, papayas. According to the State Department of Agriculture, Hawaii is the largest producer of coffee in the country. And so as Danielli tells us, you know, coffee farmers have been kind of kept out of the loop when it comes to federal assistance under the CARES Act that was passed earlier this year. So there was financial assistance that was offered to farmers and ranchers under the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. This was about $16 billion in direct payments. But there's this list of specialty crops that qualify for assistance, and coffee, amazingly, was not on that list.
Oh, my goodness.
There's really no idea of how that happened, but we do know that Hawaii's congressional delegation has, you know, urged the USDA to add coffee to its list. They sent a letter back in May to the USDA, and the USDA had revised its list, but again, did not include coffee back in July. So coffee farmers are a bit desperate right now, trying to figure out, one, how they're going to move last year's coffee, but now that we're looking at harvest season coming up, what are we going to do? I spoke to a longtime coffee grower, Leonor Berte, 75 years old, and he just told me he still works 8 hours a day, sometimes 10, 7 days a week, tending to his 50-acre coffee farm in Ko'u. And he really is not sure what's going to happen next, because he's also sitting on his coffee bean from last year.
I sell all roasted to all the store, but now no can sell because nobody buys. The EBC store, the PTA, Cosioles, Choice Mart, nobody buys. So every month I'm losing over 20,000 every month. Next month, because the harvest again, and the problem is how, you know, our pickers, they're in the mainland, so they gotta go quarantine, and I don't know if they like come.
So compounding the impact there is, yes, seasonal laborers who are flown in. So Norberte says he brings in a handful, 10 to 15 folks from Alaska mainly, but also some of the Pacific Northwest laborers to come and just pick coffee for the coffee season.
No kidding. I didn't know that.
Right. And he's not sure. He hasn't heard to see if they're confirmed to come. But we did speak to another coffee farm owner, Berta Miranda, who owns Miranda Farms in Kau, who says she just got the call last week from about a handful of her workers, seasonal laborers in Washington State, who said they are not going to come. It's not worth it to them, especially with what's going on right now in terms of the future of Kau. You know, if Berta can't pay them because she's got all these other issues like backed up stock, this may be something that they won't even get their paycheck. So she's kind of struggling with how to find workers on top of everything else. But Berta Miranda actually had a really good year last year. She was one of those with the award-winning coffee in the festival in the Kau Coffee Festival last year. And she actually thought, I can expand operations. This is a good time to open up a coffee shop near my farm to bring in, you know, tourists. But once she actually finished building that shop in February of this year, COVID hit. And so here's Miranda talking about her plight.
Yeah, we think every day about that, if we go have enough money to pay for the pickers, or we go able to sell the coffee. We don't know what go happen. Praise God, you know, this is a family business. I have 4 kids and my husband, and we work together, and that's the only way we can keep open the coffee shop.
So Danielle is saying, you know, another impact or sort of impact to the industry for this is a lot of this coffee will likely be going to the Kona coffee market. So he explains there's a distinction there, but he explains that.
And what's going to happen is all this Kau coffee, if we don't buy coffee this year, is going to go into the Kona markets. And Kona's already in deep trouble with lawsuits, counterfeiting, and, you know, the Kona brand is slipping. And, you know, again, now this influx of Kau coffee will find its way up there. That's illegal. You cannot sell Kau coffee into Kona and vice versa. Mm-hmm. It's going to stay within the district boundaries. Coffee is district sensitive.
So lots to consider in the sort of figuring out the future of Kau coffee right now.
And so, gosh, I'm thinking, how long does coffee last?
Right. And you've got different. So he's got coffee cherries. There are folks who have gotten to the beans, to the bean phase of development. So some of it does last. But when you can't move it, it's going to be hard to figure out what they're going to do with next year's harvest, or this year's harvest, I should say.
Okay. Makes me want to go out and buy a pound of coffee right after the show.
Okay. They'd
support
appreciate
our farmers,
it. Yeah.
Right? All right. Thanks so much, Kuvehi.
Mahalo.
HBR's Kuvehi Reishi reporting on how the pandemic has affected Hawaii coffee growers. You can find her stories on hawaiipublicradio.org.